A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to Chile, but we're going to be tasting the most widely planted grape variety in the world, Sauvignon Blanc, which I would never have guessed, but certainly makes sense after doing my homework. It seems like Sauvignon Blanc, whose origins actually start in the Loire Valley and found great use in Bordeaux and Loire for making good, snappy, refreshing Sauvignon Blanc wine. It seems to have found home all over the world, in any place. New Zealand, of course, is very famous for it. Oh, there's a huge amount of acreage all through the United States, as far north as Canada, all through South America, Africa, Italy, and Spain, all plant Sauvignon Blanc. It has a home everywhere, and it seems to reflect the terroir. Notice it reflects the location from where it's grown, and it reveals itself in many different styles depending on where it's grown and how the winemaker handles the grape. Usually we think of Sauvignon Blanc as something refreshing and having nice citrus notes and a little bit of acidity that's wonderful to drink on a warm day. But some winemakers leave a little bit of residual sugar in it for a touch of sweetness and a fuller mouthfeel. So enough of the background. Let's taste what we have today. Today we have El Guardian, a 2017 from Chile, from the Central Valley of Chile. And we've poured some in the glass, and it's beautiful, kind of golden, hay-colored, straw-colored wine. I'm swirling in the glass, not getting a lot of coating, which lets me know that it isn't too high alcohol. But what a nice nose. It's got refreshing white peaches, a little acid. I'm thinking even a little bit of orange in there. It reminds me of maybe like a creamsicle. Maybe that's what the nose is reminding me of. And tasting it, you know, it's more full-bodied than most Sauvignon Blancs. It's nice, rich. There must be a little bit of residual sugar in here for the body, but it's not necessarily sweet. Definitely getting more of that lime, citrus, peaches. Lovely fresh mown grass flavor, which is such an indication of Sauvignon Blancs at a blind tasting. You can, if you're thinking, mowing hay or your lawn or something like that, when you taste the wine, you know right away it's a Sauvignon Blanc. As it goes further into the palate, actually I'm getting more of like a lemongrass flavor, maybe a touch of green apple, more of that lime thing. Just a lovely, soft, velvety finish. Not quite as acidic as some Sauvignon Blancs I've had, but still refreshing and delicious, especially on a warm day. I think this wine, because of its kind of grassy, herbaceous nature, would pair well with anything that has a nice herby, rosemary, basil, cilantro kind of base. So right away I'm thinking if my ideal food mate for this wine would be a roast herb crusted chicken. So enjoying La Guardian from the Central Valley of Chile.